Hello, friends. Thank you for joining me for another bonus episode in the series in which I'm sharing our family's experiences in the last year of our daughter Hannah's life, which spanned from February 2008 through February 2009. My desire is to process through the events of those 12 months with a perspective that 16 years has brought, and to point people to hope in Jesus along the way. I'm grateful you've joined me. This is bonus episode number 67, Platelet Issues, April 21st, 2008. By this time, Hannah had been undergoing radiation treatments 5 days a week and taking an oral chemotherapy drug daily since mid-March. The intensity of these ongoing treatments was finally beginning to take a toll, as you can see from the email update I sent on this date 16 years ago. Today was our weekly blood work day in Little Rock. Once again, thankfully, they were able to draw her blood easily. We found a good nurse, Melinda, who seems to know just how to find Hannah's elusive veins. The doctor was still very pleased with how well Hannah is doing overall, but her platelet count had dropped pretty dramatically from where it was last week. So she will not be able to take her Temodar, the chemo drug, for the next 7 days. They will draw blood again on Thursday to make sure her platelet count is improving. The good news is that she'll be able to continue her radiation treatments since she is so close to being finished, just 4 more days. There was a lot of discussion between the doctors as to whether she could continue the radiation, and we were relieved when they concluded that she could. She's really beginning to experience some of the side effects of the radiation treatments, fatigue, nausea, dizziness, and we really don't want that to have to be prolonged. I think she's actually a little bit relieved to have a break from the Temodar, though. Here are some specific prayer requests. Fatigue and queasiness have kept Hannah home from school last Friday and today. This week, tomorrow and Wednesday, she has to take her end-of-course geometry examination. This test is given over 2 days for about 3 hours each day. Please pray that she'll feel well enough to get through these next 2 days of testing and that she'll be able to concentrate and do her best on the test. Please pray that her platelet counts will improve and that she'll be able to continue the Temodar soon. She only has 9 more doses that she has to take on this round of treatment. Please pray that the radiation and chemotherapy treatments are effectively destroying any possible cancer cells that could be remaining. Ephesians 3:20-21a. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, to him be the glory. God is good all the time. Jill and Brad.